Task 2. Brian is interviewing some travelers about the tourist attractions in Hong Kong. Listen to the interview and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Excuse me, are you guys visitors to Hong Kong?
Yes.
We're from London.
Nice to meet you. My name is Brian. I'm conducting interviews for the Hong Kong Tourism Organization, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little about the Hong Kong landmarks you've been to.
Sure, we have time. What do you want to know?
Where have you been so far?
We went to the Peak on the first day we arrived.
How did you find it?
Oh, the view was excellent. We got there in the afternoon, and we stayed until the evening. The view was even more spectacular when the lights were lit up. We definitely liked the Peak.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. How did you guys reach the Peak?
Oh, there's no way we hiked to the top. We took the Peak tram. It was the first cable railway going up a slope in Asia, right? The journey was short, but enjoyable.
Have you guys been able to go to other landmarks?
Yes. We've been here for 5 days now, so we've been to quite a few places. The next day we went to Cheung Chau, which was a nice, quiet place if you walk along the beach or the narrow streets.
Do you prefer quieter places?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Living in a big city is still much more convenient. But once in a while, a quiet place is a good break from the busyness of the city.
Agreed. Of course, the seafood was the best part.
I certainly thought you would talk about the seafood first.
Well, the place we went to the day after that was the exact opposite.
True. The ladies' market was noisy and lively.
Ah, that's a popular shopping spot for visitors.
Unfortunately, it wasn't very pleasant for us. Many items sold there were overpriced. Some things were cheap, but many were priced higher than in other marketplaces. What's more, there were just too many fake products. Sometimes merchants sold fake products at the same price as the original. We had to make sure that what we were buying weren't bootlegged.
Not to mention, it was a bit too crowded there. Stalls were packed together on both sides of the road, leaving only a narrow path for shoppers. People behind us kept shoving us forward.
Unfortunately, it is a popular place for both locals and tourists, so it's always crowded. Did you go anywhere else?
We went to the Cheu Kung Temple in Sha Tin.
Wow, you guys have been busy. How was it?
It's a very spacious temple. The most impressive part of the temple was that huge statue of Che Kung.
Right. We took as many photos of it as possible. There were other statues and stalls around the temple. But since we don't understand any Chinese, we had no idea what they were or what they represented. We would have had a much better experience if some information was provided to tourists in English.
So you mean like pamphlets describing the temple or maps?
Yeah. There were maps, but they weren't in English. We didn't know where we were going.
Overall, I think our time could have been better spent elsewhere. We went to the Hong Kong Museum of History after that, and I wish we could have spent longer there.
Oh yes, we should tell Brian about that. The Museum of History is a great example of an attraction that supports non-Chinese-speaking visitors. We learned a lot about the events that shaped Hong Kong, from the Qin Dynasty to the present day. I was surprised to find that Hong Kong's history is so rich and long. I thought nobody lived here thousands of years ago.
What I loved most was seeing the museum's dioramas of Hong Kongers' lives. They really help you imagine what life was like back then.
Sorry, dioramas?
Yeah. D-I-O-R-A-M-A-S. They're models of a scene in time, created with real objects. For example, the museum arranges old furniture and appliances to show how a flat in 1940 may have looked like.
Oh, we've got to go now. It was nice talking to you, Brian.
Thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.